For 4 days and nights, and into a fifth, the shadow host of the dead rode towards Pelagia on Anduin, with Aragorn at their head. They moved with a terrible speed. Silent they were, but there was a gleam in their eyes. Everywhere men flew before them, crying out that the King of the Dead was upon them. They crossed the River Gilrain, driving the allies of Mordor in a rout before them. And there, for a while, they rested.
Our respite must needs be short. Already Minas Tirith is assailed. I fear that it will fall ere we come to its aid.
So they mounted again before night had passed, and went with all the speed their horses could endure across the plains of Lebenin, until they came to the great river.
Wide seems the water in this darkness. Alas, for the wailing of the gulls.
Heed them not. There is a great battle ahead. The men of Haradrim have fled before us without wielding a stroke. Now, with the river at their backs, they must stand and fight.
Some are already in flight. Do you see there? Ships moving away down the dark river.
But those that remain are fierce in their despair.
Shades of Dunharrow, by the black stone of Erech, I summon you.
The swords of the dead are pale. Will they still bite?
They need no other weapon but fear. None will withstand them.
And so it proved. To every ship they came that was drawn up, and all the mariners were filled with a madness of terror and leapt overboard, save the slaves chained to the oars.
Strange and wonderful it is that the designs of Mordor should be overthrown by such rays of fear and darkness. With its own weapons is it worsted.
Strange indeed. Not for naught does Mordor fear Aragorn. How great and terrible a lord he might have become had he taken the ring to himself.
Hear now the words of the heir of Isildur. Your oath is fulfilled. Go back and trouble not the valleys ever again. Depart and be at rest.
Swiftly, the whole grey host drew off and vanished, like a mist that is driven back by a sudden wind. And yet, there was no wind.
No wind. No wind to freshen our sails. And it is 42 leagues from Pelagia to the landings of Harlond, below Minas Tirith.
But at midnight, there came a fresh wind from the sea. And long ere day, the masted ships hoisted sail and speeded up the great river towards the beleaguered city of Minas Tirith. And on the stairs of Cirith Ungol, Gollum crawled back down the path from the gloom ahead and found Sam and Frodo still sleeping. Peace was in both their faces.